The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911. 920 AM and FM 96.5.
Good morning and welcome to First Look. It is 7:13. Poll of the day is up today.
Mm-hmm.
I took away the 1 through 10. It was just getting too convoluted.
Why? How 1 through 10 is pretty simple.
Yeah, it was simple, but it just took up a lot of space on the website. So how do you feel about your car listening and recording and reporting your data?
Yeah, hate it.
Not at all. You're concerned but not freaked out. Or you're totally freaked out.
If you're not concerned and not freaked out, you are so under a rock right now.
So Scott is totally freaked out. I'm in the not
it's
at
just
all
my
category.
Personal opinion.
That's okay. I can do that. Hey, we have special guests in the studio here today. Bill Borgsmiller is the CEO of ACI Jet. Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Good. Good morning, Andy.
Glad you could join us today. I know ACI Jet right now, we're hearing the name out there a lot because you've got some big things going on in the North County, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a pretty significant proposal that we've given the city of Paso Robles to build some major improvements there at the airport that we think would put that airport on a path to future success.
Okay, so what are you looking at doing? Well, first of all, let's start from the ground up. Let's, I guess since you're flying, that doesn't make sense, does it? We're going to start from the air up. Tell me what you do here in San Luis Obispo.
So ACI is an aviation services company. We have several locations, San Luis Obispo, Orange County, Paso Robles, Van Nuys, and the tiniest in Oceano. But we do a variety of things, but our primary three business units are FBOs.
Okay.
And then we are also an aviation maintenance facility. Matter of fact, we are the West Coast Service Center and Parts Depot for Bombardier, which is a large private aircraft manufacturer. Based out of Montreal, Canada. And then we have a flight ops business unit. So if you were a company or an individual that wanted to buy an airplane, in particular a Bombardier product, we would fly it, maintain it, take you wherever you want to go in the world in it.
Wow. Now, FBO is the one that most people, the residents of the town, are going to have most contact with, correct?
That's correct. And that is our largest business unit. And you can think of an FBO business as a private air terminal. So while the airlines will park at a commercial terminal, anything that is not the airlines would come to us. And that could be a kid learning to fly in a two-seat airplane with one propeller on the front of it, or it could be the President of the United States in Air Force One. Anything that does not park at the main terminal, we handle. In San Luis Obispo here in particular, though, we do the fuel for the airlines as well. So we're over there helping with that. But so you're going to find all the things you'd find at an airline terminal. You're going to find a place to hang out, bathrooms, coffee, ice, newspapers, anything you need for your airplane, we're going to have there.
So. Okay, and FBO, I'm going to get real basic. That's fixed base operations?
Yeah, it is. And that's an old term that the FAA came up with a long time ago. Everybody still uses it. I don't know that it's the best one, but it's stuck for 50 or 60 years, so it's probably going to be around for a while.
And this is something you do here in San Luis Obispo and have been doing for a while, correct?
Yeah, we've been in San Luis Obispo for 25 years, since 1999. So that's where the company was founded, and that's where we started. And so we are a homegrown company.
And a pretty large company, though, correct?
About 370 employees at this point. But we started with just one. So
wow. So you've come a long way then.
Yes, over 25 years. We've had some time to work on it.
So what's happening in Paso, and why do you want to be a part of it, or are you already a part of it?
So we've been in Paso Robles for a little over 10 or 11 years, maybe even 12 now. When the previous operator went bankrupt, we took over on an emergency basis, and we've been there on kind of successive, very short-term leases for a while. But we've always felt that if Paso was really going to reach its full potential, it needed some capital investment. It needs some facilities that will serve the higher revenue-producing customers there and also help existing customers and existing aircraft based at the airport.
And that's something you'd like to do or continue doing, I guess, is the best way.
Yeah, we want to expand what we're doing.
Oh, you want to expand. Okay.
Yes.
And so that is actually going to be put to a vote, and it's coming up pretty soon for Paso Robles. Explain what's going on with it.
So they put out a request for proposal. There are two people competing for this long-term contract. One is a company out of Bakersfield, and then we're the other one. And the two proposals have some differing visions as far as what would be built.
Okay. And how does ACI differ from, why would it be good for all the people in Paso to head with ACI Jet?
So both proposals, including ours, suggest adding on to the public terminal there and providing more space for aircraft to use. That's the building that Joe's One Niner Diner restaurant is in.
Okay.
And it's a public space. So we also, both of us propose to add on to that building. We propose to renovate the entire building in addition to what we're adding on. But then the big differentiator is we propose to build a large commercial hangar complex next to that that could house larger aircraft and meet aircraft visiting with heavier demands.
Now, is this something that is would be taken care of by funds from the people of Paso, funds from ACI Jet? How is that all put together?
No, so we would pay for all the improvements, and then at the end of the proposed 40-year lease, if they went with our proposal, all those improvements revert to city ownership. But we pay, so we would own the improvements, and we lease the dirt from the city until the end of the lease, and then everything transitions over to the city.
Okay, the nitty-gritty, what's going to make you better at it than the company out of Bakersfield, besides the fact that you're a local company?
Other than being a local company, which I hope carries some weight, big difference is I think we are a larger, more sophisticated business, and we are much more adept at dealing with like larger corporate aircraft, and Paso, you know, has plans to potentially become a spaceport. We're just a lot more engaged with developments in that space and how we might be able to support that. And that's, I think, the real difference between the proposals is large commercial hangars, this small box, and T hangars. For little planes, which we do believe there should be more box and tee hangers built at the airport, and we'd be happy to build them, but they just don't belong in that prime commercial space right on the entrance to the airport.
Got it. Does is Paso growing enough that it needs more than what they've got at this point?
There is a ton of potential, particularly with Fort Hunter Liggett up there. There's a lot of potential for military and research and development growth. Also, we helped stand up a aviation maintenance technician program with Cuesta College. And I think I see a future where Cuesta has that program at the Paso Robles Airport and potentially links up with Cal Poly's engineering, aeronautical engineering team. And there could be a joint use facility, which is something that's in our long-term proposal.
Now, are you seeing some of the things you're talking about? Are they coming out of the Bakersfield company as well, or do they have a drastically different view of the way things are? They'd like to see things go.
Their proposal is just to do an expansion on the main terminal after 5 years. We would start ours immediately, and then they would only build everything else on condition. We would build the first hangar and expand and remodel the main terminal immediately at about twice the cost. So in a short sum, we're proposing twice the capital investment for a shorter term lease.
Got it. And there has to me, it seems like there has to be some advantages to having the people that are doing it based out of San Luis Obispo, 30 minutes away, versus based out of Bakersfield.
Yeah, I think, one, it's closer, but two, I think we have enormously more resources to support the project and manage it. And we have a history of doing large-scale development projects on airports successfully. So we have a track record over the last 25 years. That's what we've done. We've grown and expanded and built facilities and increased revenue at airports. So
and you have gotten, you've been doing this already for how long at the Paso Robles Airport?
About 12 years, I believe.
About 12 years. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you've got good things in the works and good plans for it. To be honest, it kind of sounds like a no-brainer at this point. But so what is going to happen from here? Now, I know for the people who might be listening in town that live in Paso, or the ones that are listening in Paso this morning, what are the steps and what's going to happen up there?
So the next step is there's a meeting of an ad hoc committee tomorrow that's been reviewing the two proposals at 2:00 at the airport terminal in Paso Robles.
Is that something that's open to the public?
It is open to the public. Anybody's welcome to show up, listen to the discussion, and have public comment. It's a public meeting just like any other.
Okay.
And then it's unknown yet whether there will be one more meeting of that group or whether at tomorrow's meeting they will try to make a recommendation, and then that will go to the city council, who has the final say. Two of the members of the ad hoc committee are city council members, though.
Are there disadvantages that that we can talk about to expanding the airport?
I personally don't see any there. The disadvantages that would be cited would be that in some way it's going to affect the small airplanes at the airport in a negative way. But We really don't think that's the case. Paso Robles has 1,300 acres, most of which is not developed. So I think there's plenty of room for all kinds of development at Paso Robles. And I think the city needs to, you know, first and foremost, look at the airport as a business enterprise and make the right business decisions, and then have those decisions implemented in a way that generate the most revenue, the most tax dollars. A lot of people don't realize how much the airport affects people staying in hotels downtown, visiting wineries. So you really need to look at it like an investment and take care of that part first, and then figure out how you take care of everybody else in the context of that. This person who, you know, has a small airplane and flies on the weekend out there is a super, super important customer, but you got to make sure that the military airplane that pays all the bills also has a place to go.
Got it. Now, is there a future for a commercial airline to come in? I'm sorry, my phraseology. I'm not quite sure what to call everything. Could we see a SkyWest or United Express or something like that coming into Paso, or is it already and I just don't know it?
No, it's not. And one of the big hurdles to getting normal commercial service, like you would think of, is the security requirements. So the airport would have to step up to become what's called a Part 139 airport. Means you get TSA, the security gates.
There's all that stuff that goes along with it.
Yeah, fencing, the airport staffing. There's a lot of stuff to do that. I don't see that in Paso Robles' future right now. However, there are a lot of vehicles in development that are going to be small, short takeoff and landing vehicles that I think you're going to see coming out in the next 10 years. And I think you may see service like that at a smaller scale start happening at Paso Robles. And you might see something like JSX or Contour, which are they're charter airlines, they're called, but they can operate in and out of airports like Paso Robles without the security requirements. They're limited to 35 seats, so smaller planes. But there's definitely future for the general public to travel more out of the Paso Robles airport. It's probably 5 to 10 years off still.
All right. Now, and I hope I didn't cut you off in the middle of that. We talked about the ad hoc meeting that's coming up. What's the next step after that? There's an election?
After that, it'll be a city council meeting.
Oh, a city council meeting.
Yep, okay. A Paso Robles city council meeting. The city of Paso owns the airport, and so then they'll decide what's the right decision for them.
Do you have some time before that happens, or is it all going to be pretty quick?
We don't know. It could happen by the end of this month, or that meeting could be in June, depending on how long it takes them to get it on the agenda.
All right. And my last question, is there anything I haven't asked that you would like to make sure everybody knows about?
Only thing I would say is if you're interested to look at the two proposals and compare them and kind of see what's out there, you can go to paso.acijet.com. We have all the information laid out there for anybody to look at. That gives them an opportunity to write a letter of support if they feel compelled to do so, or get involved in whatever way they want.
What's the general feel right now? Are the people in Paso supporting what you're doing already? Are you getting a good feel from it?
Oh yeah, we've had over 100 letters of support come in, and if it was a community decision and it was just a matter of what does the city of Paso want as a whole, I don't think there would be any competition. We are, you know, we're local, and I think we're definitely the vast majority of people support our proposal. There's really only a very small contingent who want to see a change.
All right. Well, good luck with it, and I hope everything goes in the right direction for you.
All right. Thank you, Andy.
You bet you. Again, we've been talking with Bill Borgsmiller. He is the CEO of ACI Jet, and I know that we've got big things going on in Paso Robles. You're going to hear more about it in the days to come. And if somebody is in, let me ask you one more thing. If somebody is in favor of it, is there someplace they can send a letter?
Yes, the city council at Paso Robles, and if they go to that paso.acijet.com, you can click a button right there to send a letter, or you can also click a button to just lend your name in support.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Andy.
You betcha. Good luck. We've got, still got a lot coming up on the show.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.